Hello, folks. Sean Mice here. And in this segment, what we're going to do is we're going to build on the components of your business, and we're going to dig into these components almost like a checklist so that you can go in and you can say, okay, what's missing in this particular component? So the five components of our business is a web content presence online. We're going to have a list where we're able to send people a daily email, and we have multiple products that we're able to sell, and we have a coaching program or a membership. So what I'd like to do now is to kind of troubleshoot what's going on in each one of these categories. And I want to follow sort of the same type of style that I use if a client comes to me and a client says to me, okay, you know, I'm not making the money that I want to be making. I've got these particular things in place, but I'm not making the kind of money that I want to be making. So do I have all the components in place that I should? And so basically what we're going to do is we're going to troubleshoot each of the elements just like if this were personal coaching, if it was personal coaching. And so basically what I might ask you is I might say, so what is your niche? And you tell me what your niche is and ask you, what do you have in place for your content presence? And you might say, well, I have 10 articles on my website, and I've been guest featured a couple of times, and I've got a few videos over on YouTube, and, you know, I have a few articles at an industry website. Okay. And then I might ask you, I go, well, let me ask you this. What, as a percentage of all the content that's available online for your niche, I mean, is it a good percentage? I mean, if somebody's looking for a problem in your niche, how likely are they to find you? And, you know, with the content framework like what we've just talked about, the answer is usually going to be, well, it's not going to – I don't really have that much of a footprint. And so then we might take this to the next step, and then I might ask, okay, well, let me ask you this. Do you at least have one article on every topic someone could ask in your niche? And someone might say, well, no, I don't. And so then the place where we would go then is to say, well, if you don't and somebody has that problem in your niche, you're pretty much guaranteed that person will never become your prospect, right? And they might say, well, yeah, you're right. And now the light bulbs are beginning to go off. Imagine if your website just contained one article teaching about every single problem in your niche. What if you were to sit down today and create a list of all the problems in your niche? What if you were to sit down today and create a list of all of the problems that are in your niche, every single problem? And then what if you were to sit down tomorrow and say, can I add to this list? What if you were, you know, sometimes people make a list like that and they get to 25 problems and they can't think of any more. And then I might ask, well, are there more in the market? And they say, well, yeah. There's probably 1,000. You say, well, how can we find those problems? There's a number of different ways that we can find those problems. One way is to go to your competitor's website and look at all the articles on your competitor's website. What are they talking about? The things that they're talking about are the things that you could be talking about. You see, if your competitors are solving problems in your niche, you should be solving those problems as well. Here's another way to find out what the problems are in your niche. You go to Amazon, and you look at all the books that are written about your niche. You look at the table of contents, and the table of contents will tell you everything that the book is going to talk about, or every main topic. Every one of those main topics is solving a problem. And if you look at 25 books, you might be able to come up with an additional list of 50 more topics. And then maybe tomorrow you say, I'm going to really start Googling. I'm just going to try to find every possible problem. I'm going to Google every term I know in my niche. And I'm going to read every one of the top 10 articles for all of the terms. And you read a lot of articles, you'll find there's a lot of problems out there that you know about in your niche, but you just had to have something jog your memory. And so you should be able to make a list of several hundred problems in your niche. Well, once you've made that list of several hundred problems, then what you can do is you can apply some questions to those problems. So you could create an article about what is that particular problem, how to solve that particular problem, why that particular problem is a problem. You know, you might be able to create bullet points from some of those problems. You could say the steps to solving this particular problem. So what this means is that you could probably create 3 to 4 pieces of content for every single problem in your marketplace, and if there's a few hundred problems, you can create maybe 1,000 articles that are on your website on the problems in your niche. And this allows you to be in a position where if somebody's looking for a solution to their problem, that you have the possibility of being able to show up in the search results, being able to be found. Okay, now obviously just having the content there isn't going to get you found, but if you don't have it there, you're guaranteed not to be found. And then so a lot of times we go through this troubleshooting process and we say, well, you know, we must do something here to get more content. For every one of the pieces of content that you put on your website as an article or a blog post, you could also create a video on the same thing. Imagine if you had a YouTube video channel with 1,000 videos that solve all 1,000 problems in your niche. Would you not have more of a video presence than anybody else in your niche? Okay? And so we really have to dig into this and ask ourselves, what can we do to grow our content presence? My guess is whatever, however much content you have on the web, you could have more. Think about that. However much content you have on the web, you could have more. I have a lot of content on the web, and yet I could have more. I could have 10 times the amount of content I have right now. And in fact, we're actively in the process of creating more content. Wonder of wonders. We're creating more content because there is a vacuum online for a lot of the topics that I teach on. And in your niche, there's probably a vacuum as well. There are people that are looking for a solution to their problem, but they haven't found it yet, and you could solve their problem. So then maybe you look at your list and you say, okay, well, let's troubleshoot my list. What's going on with my list? Well, I'm not getting enough subscribers. Well, how do you get subscribers? Well, one way that you get new subscribers is you have an opt-in box on your website that offers something irresistible. So what's something irresistible? Well, maybe the formula to something in your niche that nobody else teaches except for price. You offer it for free. Maybe your formula is the ultimate resource guide in your niche. You know, whatever your niche is, are there things that people look for in your niche, like tools and websites? And, you know, you could, your giveaway could be a list of the top 25 websites for your niche. That could be your giveaway. How easy would it be to come up with that as a giveaway? You know, your giveaway could be the top 25 tools to use in your niche. Your giveaway could be, you know, a 7-page, 7-step guide to something in your niche. You could theoretically have dozens of those. You really only need one featured on your website. Now, maybe you say, well, I have that, but I'm not really getting very many visitors. Well, this kind of goes back to the content thing. You want more content. You want to talk about that content. You want to get it linked to. You want to announce it in the social media. You know, you may even want to go out and find the top 10 websites in your niche that offer advertising. Okay? So if the top 10 websites in your niche get the kind of prospects, if the kind of prospects you could use in your niche are visiting someone else's website, if the people in your niche are visiting someone else's website and the other person's website offers advertising, you could advertise on their website and you could just advertise a free gift. You could advertise the list of top 25 resources in your niche. You could offer a list of the top 25 tools in your niche. You could find a tool that not very many people know about and just offer to recommend people to it. All they have to do is give you their name and email address. Those are the ways that you're able to build your list. You could go into the forums, you can go into other people's websites, and you can offer something that has value in exchange for someone's name and email address, and now they're on your list. So if we continue down this chain of troubleshooting, what's going on with your daily email? Are you sending a fresh daily email every day? You know, it's really easy to do. You just wake up in the morning and you ask yourself, what's the number one thing that I could recommend to my prospects today? Is there a top resource online? Is Is there a, you know, maybe you know some new knowledge about something and you could write a 7-page PDF. Maybe you could write a 200-word article teaching someone something in your niche and just sending it out as an email. You can send an email every single day that'll literally endear people to you because the content you're sending is cutting edge and it's fresh and it's going to be helpful. Don't write an email just to write an email. I mean, you should be writing a daily email, in my opinion, but don't just say, okay, well, what can I slap together to send this out just because Sean says I should? Instead, what you want to do is you want to ask, how can I benefit my subscribers the most? How can I benefit my subscribers the most today? Could I write a fresh article? Could I take a screenshot on my computer of something cool on my website? And, or, you know, could I teach someone how to do something? Could I do a Camtasia or ScreenFlow video of me doing something? And I could show it to them. Could I have a 5-minute video and post it to YouTube and send that YouTube out to my list? Every single day you should be offering value to your list. And then finally, you're going to offer value in terms of products that people can buy. So if somebody wants to know more about your niche, you should have a 3, 4, 5, 10-hour training program that really gives them depth. Something like what I'm doing right now. Hey, this is going to become a product. I am teaching you about growth and maximization. And, I've done this 50, 75 different times on different topics. And I continue to create new training. It feels like every single week I'm recording at least one new training. You should be doing the same thing. You should be constantly creating new products and new training and new things that people can purchase so that they can grow. You see, it's not just about you making the money. It's about them growing. Because the thing is, if there's holes in your marketplace, if people don't know where, even know how to buy your competitors' trainings, you should have a training on every single topic that people don't know how to get to your competitors' trainings. They should just be able to buy yours and quit looking for your competitors' trainings. And so what are you missing? What topics are you missing? This is the troubleshooting procedure. What topics are you missing in your niche? And then finally, a membership and a coaching program. You know, membership can be as easy as just being willing to upload, you know, a new piece of content once a week. You know, a 15-minute training once a week, and there's a monthly membership to it. Or maybe it's a new one-hour training every single month. Or maybe it's a CD that you're going to send out to everybody once a month. You know, maybe you're going to interview somebody in your niche once a month. Maybe you're going to do a case study once a month. And it could be your case study membership, or it could be your interview membership. Or you could do both. You could say, I'm going to do a case study with a client the first Tuesday of the month. The second Tuesday of the month, I'm going to do an interview with somebody hot in the niche. The third week, I'm going to, you know, record some cool training for you. And then the fourth week, I'm going to take off. So first, second, and third Tuesday, there's a membership fee, and you pay it every month. Maybe you have a coaching program for people that have already bought your products, they've already bought your memberships, but they want to be able to talk with you. So you charge a higher price so that people can get on a conference call and ask your questions so that you can help them out. What are you missing? When you go through everything I've just given you, what are you missing? What are you missing in your presence? What are you missing in your daily email? What are you missing in building your list? What are you missing in having these products out there? What are you missing with your membership program? And what are you missing with your coaching program? You know, and I want to say this. It might be easy for you to think right now, well, Sean, I'm not doing all of those things, but I think I've stumbled on, like, the perfect way to get ahead in my niche by doing something else. Let me say this to you. First of all, I don't want to dampen you. I mean, if you genuinely have an innovative idea that's going to, you know, just kind of turn your niche upside down, by all means, go do it. But let me ask you this. How long have you been trying to build this business? 2 years? 3 years? How many of these innovative ideas have you had? And how many of these innovative ideas have kept you from building your foundation? And none of those ideas has really gotten you where you wanted them to. Now, I'm not saying that next month's idea isn't going to be the one that's going to put you on the map. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, if you're holding out for some big innovation, instead of building a solid business, I submit to you, you'll probably never have that solid business you're looking for. You're, in my opinion, you are far, far, far better off building out that strong content presence, building a strong list, sending a daily email, having multiple products, having a membership and a coaching program, and then layer on your innovative idea on top of all of that. Layer your innovative idea on top of all of that. Because once you have that foundation in place, you know, say you go to somebody with your idea, and you say, hey, I've got an idea for the niche. And they say, oh, okay, well, who are you? And you say, well, you know, I'm so-and-so, and I am an expert in the niche. And they say, okay, great, could I see your website? And they go over to your website, and they see 10 articles. And on the one hand, they're hearing you say you're an expert, but your website doesn't prove it. And then they say, okay, well, how many products do you have? And you say, well, I've got one introductory training. Your competition has 25. You know, is this person you want to do this innovative joint venture kind of thing with going to look at you and say, yep, you're exactly the person I want to work with? But imagine if you have this innovative idea and you go to somebody in the niche and they start asking these questions. And then they say, what kind of presence do you have online? And you say, well, I've got 1,000 articles. I've got 2,500 videos, you know, and I've got 25 products and I've got, you know, 4,700 subscribers. And they go, oh, okay, all right, you've been there and you've done the work. You know, I don't know anybody that just likes to work with people that have never done the work, that claim that they have a big idea or a big innovation, but they've never laid the groundwork. You know, think about you and your life and your personal life. You know, if there's something that somebody comes to you and they want to do something innovative, you probably want to see that they have some kind of track record before you get involved with them. You don't want it to be just the first thing out of the gate. And you see, you may be on your 37th innovation, but you don't have anything to show for it because you don't have that foundation in place. And so I just want to leave you with this in this training. I want to leave you with this idea that you need to get that foundation in place before you can grow.